record what you're saying. So can we start with your name? Just your first name is fine, and where you live, and if you want to say how old you are, but you do not have
well,
to.
Hello, Southeast D.C. My name is Lori.
Lori.
I stay on Alabama Avenue Southeast.
Uh-huh.
And all I know is I can tell y'all is that when the COVID came out,
mm-hmm.
it had put a lot of problems
mm-hmm.
in my grandkids' school
mm-hmm.
and their concentration. It had made it bad for me
mm-hmm.
as paying bills
mm-hmm.
and falling behind.
Mm-hmm.
It's a struggle,
mm-hmm.
and it's still a struggle as of today. And all I can say is, I hope everybody can stick it out,
mm-hmm.
be strong, and help each other
mm-hmm.
through this pandemic. And just hope and pray everybody make it through this.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless everybody.
Okay. So your grandchildren, I just want to ask you a little bit more about some of the things you just brought up. So your grandchildren, are they here in D.C.?
Yes, ma'am.
And they were online?
They online, virtual,
uh-huh.
through school.
So how did that work with being able to work and be in school and be home?
It doesn't, because
yeah.
my granddaughter was an honor roll. She had dropped. Her grades are still up to par,
mm-hmm.
but she has came to me and told me she is not, she's not really interested in it no more.
Right.
Because she's not face to face with a teacher.
Yeah.
And she's not getting that education
yeah.
that she was getting when yeah. the school, before this pandemic came out.
Yeah, because they're disconnected.
And
yeah.
it just yeah. made her lose all interest.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that if this pandemic would not have ever came out, I think the school system would be better.
Mm-hmm.
I think the kids would be better. But this virtual on school computers is not helping the kids none.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not getting the education and the attention on a one-on-one basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that that's the most important right now, because the kids are not getting the attention that they need
mm-hmm.
from the school or from the teachers.
Yeah.
And I feel that that's important. And I think it's mandatory for any child to get that education, and I don't think it should be on virtual.
Yeah. Well, they lost a year.
They've lost a lot.
They've lost an entire year, all these kids. Yeah. So do you think there's been anything that's been a good lesson learned here? Is there anything that we can take from this year as a lesson and bring to make the future better?
I can't
better?
See nothing. Yeah. They done.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see no improvement.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see nothing that has made it better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're still out here wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
We have to still be in a distance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like we can be unmasked and hug and all of that. It's not there no more.
Yeah.
So I think this pandemic has really pushed people apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Family-wise, friend-wise, travel-wise. It's all has really put on everybody on a standstill.
Mm-hmm. What about, how do you think D.C. handled, like, communicating about the pandemic and the decisions the mayor made? What do you think about how D.C. handled?
I think she's doing her best as what she has been dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And as President Biden has came in, I feel he's doing his part.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's doing his best to find the end to this, the resolve to this, and let us get back to the way we were.
Okay.
And I feel that if we can get as one, come together and figure out how we can resolve this, maybe the world would be a better place. But right now, everybody is separated.
Okay.
There's no consolidation, there's no communication.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing there. Everybody has separated themselves from everybody because of this pandemic.
Okay. So I think I know the answer to this, but if you had one hope for the future, so one hope for this, what would your hope be for this
pandemic to go away,
mm-hmm.
for the world to get back to where it should be?
Mm-hmm.
No guns, no fighting, no killing, none of this.
Okay.
But I know the world has to have that for anything to occur.
Okay.
But I just wish that the world could be a better place for these young kids that are coming up now, mm-hmm. that really had lost what they had when they were coming up. Mm-hmm. I wish that they could get what the other kids didn't get.
Yeah.
I just like to have them get their education and see what they can come out of life.
Mm-hmm. If you had one word to describe this past year and this time for you, for your grandkids, if you had one word, what would that be?
Fair.
Fair. Okay.
Fair.
Okay. All right. And last question. Thank you so much for your time. Did you know what public health was before this pandemic? Had you ever heard of public health or that term?
No, ma'am.
Do you feel like you understand what public health is now, or is it still something?
A little bit. I still want to get okay. more of it,
mm-hmm.
so I can get a better understanding.
Okay.
Because right now I'm not understanding the full thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if I could get to understand that, mm-hmm. I would get a better understanding of what is being out here.
Okay.
Because really I can't get that information mm-hmm. from off of TV because mm-hmm. it's not all.
Yeah. True. So where do you get information that you trust? Like if you were looking for information that you could believe and that you trust, where would you go?
I'd probably go to the newspapers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any friends or family?
No.
No? Okay. All right.
I take it from, I ain't got no family in D.C., so,
okay.
you know, I've been in D.C. for 37 years, no family in D.C., but my kids and my grandkids were born and raised here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Lori. Thank you so much. Is there anything else that you want to say that I didn't ask, or anything on your mind
that
you want to say?
I just want everybody to be safe, okay. get healthy, and love one another.
Beautiful.
That's all I can say.
Beautifully said. Okay.